Or Lechof Elul. We're getting closer to the creation of the world. I think it's around the Chofetz Chaim's yard site one of these days. Okay, Sunday night, Chodesh Halvavos. Perek Shlishi, Shara Tshuva. We're talking about the things you have to internalize in order to allow that would allow you to do tshuva. And if you don't internalize these things, there's going to be a block to tshuva. So what do you mean a block to tshuva? You can't do tshuva without every one of these things. Maybe you can, but if you're on some level, but if you go back to Perek Beis, it's almost like bitachon. It's the same pattern of bitachon. You have to internalize seven ideas in order to develop bitachon. You could develop it even with three of the ideas. Yeah, but it won't be full bitachon. And he defines full bitachon a certain way. And he understands, gives you an insight into the human mind and character, that without internalizing those seven ideas, you will not have full bitachon in Hashem. And it's a measurable thing, because he defines bitachon as being not stressed. And then he shows that if you don't have all seven things, you will be at least be slightly stressed. Here, I think the model, or the what we're shooting for, is the third madrega of Perek Beis. So he's saying you're not going to reach it, which is mamish, like deep, a deep tshuva, where you change your kishkas. You change your kishkas, not that if you like music and now you don't like music anymore. We're not talking about that kind of change of kishkas. We're talking about in terms of what your purpose in life is and what your goals are and what you're headed to and what you are interested in accomplishing. That's what we're talking about. So to really do that, b'pnim miyus libo, you have to internalize these seven things. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're up to number 6. We're up to number 6. And then some of the things are very are not burdensome. They may be harder than you think, but they're not all a burden on a person. The number 5 was to believe that tshuva works. That was the point. If you don't believe tshuva works, you're not going to really do tshuva, because you're going to have an element of yish. You're going to give up. So that was number 5. So that's not like how's that possible? The Hashishi, number 6, we're in the last couple of lines of page Reish, on page Reish Yud Tes. The Hashishi, Shias Adam Cheshbon Nafsho, Alatovo Shekodmu Lashem Etzlo. This is good old classic Chodesh Halvavos, and everybody rolls their eyeballs when they learn this, if they listen to Chodesh Halvavos Shurim. But then if you would get around to doing it, you wouldn't roll your eyeballs. That you should make a list, a Cheshbon, of all the good Hashem has bestowed upon you. Umashekoda mimerio lufanov, and you should think about that. Think from a Hakaras HaTov standpoint, how you violated and went against the will of Hashem rather than following His will, and how that's terribly ungrateful. And that's the idea that he develops, Shar Avodas Elokim, that your Avodas Hashem should be based on Hakaras HaTov. People don't believe that. Moshe Mayer doesn't believe it. If I say, why do you listen to Shofar on Rosh Hashanah?
Why does the Shofar when?
On Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Why? Why do you listen to Shofar?
To be able to be conscious
of... No. Why? That's a simple answer. Why do you listen
to Shofar? Hashem is king.
Why do you listen to the Shofar?
I want to make Hashem Malach.
Really? No, that's not the right answer. That's the second answer. That's a deeper answer, right? Why do you do it for?
Well, it's a mitzvah.
Right. Why should you listen to Hashem? Now, your answer was deeper. Your answer was Hashem didn't want us just to be monkeys and listen to a shofar. There's a meaning to the shofar, and that's malchus. Everything you said was right. It's just that's afterwards, that Hashem doesn't want us to just be, you know, monkeys.
Right.
Just, you know. Yeah, Hashem could have said stand on your head, but he didn't blow a shofar. Okay? So now why do you have to listen to Hashem? So the Chavit HaVavos, you have to listen to Hashem out of gratitude. because he made you. He made you. And everything works, and the whole bit that we can talk for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, the whole Shara Bechina, the whole everything, books and books and books have been written. So now, that's the Chiddush. That's what I told the ladies, because we finished the Shara Avodas Elokim relatively recently. That means, when you listen to the shofar, that means every mitzvah you do, according to the Chovos Halvavos, the ideal way to do it is with a sense of gratitude to Hashem. I'm doing this as a response to the good that Hashem has given me. I can't imagine, and we explained at length when we learned it, why that's the healthiest way to do a mitzvah. You're not doing it, it's the healthiest way. Because this way, it's just you and Hashem, and you want to do it, and no one's forcing you to do it, and you're being compelled to do the mitzvahs coming from inside of you. You want to do it. You feel the need to do it because you feel empty. A person feels empty if he's not able to say thank you to someone. If he's not able to thank someone properly, if someone does you a tremendous favor, my sister had my kid in her house for years. My David lived by my sister in Flatbush for years. Lived there for like 3-4 years. So it was a very frustrating experience to not know how to thank her properly. We all have that experience. We don't have it with our wives because we're ungrateful. But, I have a daughter now in America, a 19-year-old daughter. She's going to stay there till Yom Kippur. So she's staying by her cousin, her first cousin, who's already married with like 8 kids. You know, so she moved into the house. So we're saying, you know, we have to buy her a gift. She's living there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. She's thinking, you know, so we have to buy a gift. What can we get her? And it's a very frustrating experience when you can't thank someone. This is what Chazal Lovitz points out. You know, when you can't thank someone, you feel empty. You feel beholden. You feel frustrated. You get upset. I mean, if you're a mensch, he says, even an animal says thank you in its own way. That's what the Novi Yeshaya says. Yadashor koneu v'chamor yevuzba olav. Yisrael lo yoda ami lo hisbonon. That's a problem. Anyway, the Chovos Halvavos holds that we should do every mitzvah. This is his yesod in Shara Avodas Elokim. Every mitzvah is out of gratitude. It's the of course I'm going to listen to Hashem. It's the least I can do. All he wants you to do is listen to him. It's like someone saves your child's life from being hit by a car, and then he asks you for a glass of water. So you're going to go, too tired. Are you crazy? You're going to run. You're going to say, here's water. Take soda. What water? What? Maybe I can bring you 2 cups of water. Maybe I can bring you water the rest of the day. I'll constantly give you water. And you yell at the guy, tell me what I can do for you. Any normal person is that way. Tell me how can I ever thank you? We even say the words, how can I ever thank you? It's a human need. It's a human need. And this is what the Chovos Halvavos says in Shara Avodas Elokim. He develops this thought. Why am I saying that? Because that's Shishi. This is classic Chovos Halvavos. To do tshuva, you have to reflect upon this point, that Hashem has given you so much, and you have messed up all he's asked of you in return. And the irony is, and this is what Chofetz Chaim points out and others, the irony is that what he wants you to do is not for his sake. He doesn't need your thank you. That's also for your sake. So you really not only have to thank him, but you have to thank him for telling you to thank him, because you get rewarded and you get schar for thanking him. It's amazing. It's an amazing system. And that's why you could never catch up. Because you have to thank Hashem for allowing you to thank him. So you can never catch up, because it just...